Al Jazeera Podcasts.
Riot police have cleared a peaceful protest at the University of California. It was one of the largest police raids against student protesters since nationwide demonstrations in solidarity with Gaza broke out. After a standoff that lasted hours, police fired stun grenades to push a protest barricade back. Reinforcements were brought in to surround the demonstrators and arrests were made. Al Jazeera's Phil Lavelle is joining us now from Los Angeles to tell us what's been happening over the last few hours, Phil.
Buses are loaded with protesters who have been taken into custody. They're being taken on one by one, and they are still very defiant. You know, some of them are talking, others are just smiling, and we've actually heard singing within these buses. They are still singing Free Palestine. For them, this is not over.
Well, students in New York say they aren't backing down in their protests against Israel's war in Gaza. Police made 282 arrests at Columbia and City University of New York on Tuesday night. Turning to Gaza now, where supply trucks have entered the strip from the Erez crossing in the north for the first time since October. Many Palestinians there are facing starvation. Israel is accused of blocking aid from the region for months. We're getting reports that the Israeli armies opened fire at a separate group of aid trucks as they made their way through the Kuwait roundabout in Gaza City. That's the intersection on the main road linking north and south Gaza. Well, Israeli forces have raided 19 Palestinian towns and villages across the occupied West Bank. The damaged homes and vehicles in the Jalzon refugee camp north of Ramallah. One Palestinian was shot and injured during confrontations. Qalqilya in the north and Hebron in the south were also targeted. At least 15 people were detained. At least 188 people have been killed in floods and landslides after a month of heavy rains in Kenya. The government says another 90 are reported missing, raising fears that the death toll could rise. Homes, roads, bridges and other infrastructure have been damaged or washed away in the eastern and central regions. Nearly 200,000 people have been forced to leave their homes and more rain is expected this week. At least 10 people have been killed and dozens are still missing after flooding in southern Brazil. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva has pledged federal help in response to an appeal from the state governor. He blames the disaster on climate change and he's due to visit the worst hit area.
Coming up on The Take, Israel is warning senior officials may face imminent prosecution by the International Criminal Court. Why? That's The Take by Al Jazeera. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.